There's nothing like seeing growth, seeing progress. There's nothing like being a part of something and watching it begin and then mature. We are all on a journey. We're on a journey. And because of that journey, there's a process. There's ups, there's downs, there's arounds, there's back up again, But that's called life. And there's nothing more exciting than to do life knowing that you have a Father in heaven who's literally watching out, deflecting, protecting, and pushing and trying to guide you in a direction. And what he wants more than anything else is for us to trust him with all our hearts. He wants us to listen to him, listen to his life-giving instructions, because he knows something about life. He knows something about death. He knows something about eternity and what's in store for you and I and every human being, every soul. He has an actual plan. And a lot of us have figured out part of that plan. We figured out why we are here. We're not just floating, going through life. We understand our purpose.
Yeah.
And because of that, life is so meaningful. I know that there's some of us here who don't understand why we're here. And we're trying to figure out, we're restless wanderers. We take two steps forward, three steps back, and we're trying to change, we're trying to do things, and we can't seem to kind of get over the hump. Well, I'm glad you're here with us today. Because what I want to share rather briefly, for those who are disciples of Jesus, I want to remind you of who you are. And if you are not a disciple of Jesus, if you've not made Jesus Lord, if you maybe you started coming back to church and you're trying to, get that faith going and you're reading your Bible, I want to encourage you with what's possible. Because I love the fact that our God is an amazing Father who actually has a plan for our lives. School begins this week, parents. Amen. Yeah, some of them are like, what? They are gonna be out of the house for 7 hours. Campuses have opened up, right? College students. All right, I know you're fired up. You're just holding it in a little bit. All right. Middle schools open up, right? Some of us are coming off a vacation and it's back to work. We're like, okay. And so I want to remind us of a few things. And, this lesson is focused in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is a great, great book. And Paul addresses some things here. And I'm gonna preach a little different today. It's gonna be interactive. So if I call your name, I need you to stand up. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. And if you don't want to stand up, you could just say, all right, wave your hand. All right. But let's pray and let's see how this goes. Our God in heaven, thank you again for this time today. Father, I pray that you will open our hearts and our minds. As we look at your word, I pray that you help us remember who we are. I pray that we do not conform to the pattern of this world. I pray that we don't take our cues from even the past and maybe some things that people have said to us that we wrestle and struggle with. But God, I pray that we will hear what you say to us. And I pray that we will practice being reminded of who we are. God, I'm so grateful for the Apostle Paul. I'm so grateful for this man who had a transformation of not only mind and heart, but his life radically changed. And I don't think he thought about the impact that his life would have. But what he did is he put his trust in you and allowed you to use him. And I pray that we will do the same. Thank you again so much for your love, for your faithfulness. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. And as I said, we're going to do something a little different today. You know, in these first three chapters, that's what we're going to look at. We're going to go through three chapters. And we're going to do it kind of fast because, you know, can't be here all day. But in these first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul makes affirmations. He makes some bold statements about who you are in Christ. And see, that's what's really important, is remembering who we are in Christ, not separate from Christ, but who we are in Christ. Okay? And sometimes you and I can get so wrapped up in what's going on around us that we literally forget who we are. And so how God looks at us, how God sees us. And when we take our eyes off of us, I'm sorry, when we take our eyes off of God's word, when we stop listening to what he says, then we can just start focusing on our performance. We could focus on our weakness, or we could even go in the past and we can just dwell on that mistake that we made, that we think, I'm never going to be forgiven for that. Or this will never change. Or that person will never change. So we got to get reared back in. We got to get pulled back in. And that's part of why it's so important, brothers and sisters and friends, that we have what we call a quiet time. That we get back. And each day that we say, hey, we get out of bed or however we do it, God, I need to get connected to you. I need to get your mind. I need you to have my heart. But I need to be connected because of what I'm getting ready to go into in this world. I need you. And whether that's prayer time, whether that's opening up your Bible or listening to your Bible, that just, I need you, God. Helps to kind of get things going. And so what we're going to look at today, again, I think it's encouraging, but it's something that we can practice on a daily basis. So Paul writes some really, really powerful things. And so as we go through this, I want you, as you're reading this, to put your name in the place where it says you. All right, so I'm going to start over here, Ephesians chapter 1, okay? Calvin, I want you to stand up. Ephesians chapter 1. Calvin, you are a saint. Glenda, stand up. You are faithful in Christ Jesus. Ray, stand up. Uh-oh. You got it. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Tina, stand up. You were chosen before the creation of this world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Nellie, stand up. In love, you were predestined to be adopted as his daughter through Christ for his pleasure. Nellie, you bring him pleasure. Michelle Williams, stand up. You have been freely given his glorious grace. Vicky Mack, stand up. You have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with riches of God's grace. Norm Thatch, stand up. Norm is visiting from the LA church. For those that don't know, his mom is a faithful disciple here in the Northeast, Miss Shirley Thatch. And Norm used to play on the Metro football team that won all the championships. He looks like he can still play. Verse 8, Norm, you were let in on the mystery of God's will. Wendy Hughes, stand up. You were chosen by him who works everything out. Tom Hughes, stand up. You are the praise of his glory. Jamie Lippincott, stand up. You were included in Christ when you heard the gospel of your salvation. Sam Garrison, stand up. Having believed, you were marked with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Laura, stand up. You have the Spirit as a guarantee of your inheritance. Ella, stand up. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Because of his great love and his rich mercy, you were made alive in Christ. Anna, stand up. Ephesians 2, 5. Anna, you were saved by grace. Denise Royal, stand up. In the coming ages, he is going to show the incomparable riches of his grace and kindness to you and Christ. Grace, stand up. I'm sorry. Faith, stand up. You've been saved by grace through faith, not yourself. Siri Murdoch, stand up. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works for your husband. Doesn't say that. do good works that God prepared. Donna Brown, stand up. You have been brought near to God through the blood of Christ. Monique, stand up. You are part of the one new woman, the peaceable kingdom. Chris Cooper, stand up. Where's he at? On the path, in the back. Verse 18. You, Chris, and your brothers and sisters in Christ all have access to the Father by one Spirit. Peter Wagadoso, where's he at? There he is. Verse 22, Ephesians 2:22. You, Peter, are part of the great holy temple that is a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Ricardo Pisco. He's not here. Oh. Rick Soto. Stand up.
Yeah, Rick.
Ephesians 3, verse 6. Rick, you are an heir, member of one body, and share together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Jordan Jones, where's he at? There he is. Verse 10. Jordan, you are the church through which God is making his manifold wisdom known even to the forces of darkness. Greg Blaine.
Oh, Greg.
Stand up. Oh, there he is. He's already standing. It's good. Verse 12. Greg, through your faith in Christ, you, Greg, are able to approach God with freedom and confidence and even boldness. Marisol Torres, stand up. Marisol, you can be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being every day. Hey, Pierre. Antoine, where's she at? There she is. Shay, Christ can dwell in your heart through faith every day. Johnny White, where's she at? Is she standing? There she is. Ephesians 3:18 and 19. Together with others, Johnny, you can know the love of Christ, which surpasses, you can be filled to the measure of all the fullness of Christ. Where's Elna? Not Elna. Elia. Where's Elia? There she is. Ephesians 3, verse 20. There's a power at work within you, Elia, that is able to do abundantly more than all you can ask or imagine. You know, brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded of these things every single day. What would happen if every day that we get up or we get going or we're having that moment that we get to, oh, wait a minute, I've been saved by grace, not by works. Even though I missed my quiet time, I'm still saved. Sure. Even though that this happened or I lied, still saved. Need to confess. I'm still saved. I don't have to work for my salvation. I've been saved by grace. The Holy Spirit is in me. I don't have to worry if my time comes. I can be confident knowing I'm going to go be with the Lord. Every day, we get to be reminded of what God says to us. And that's part of why we need each other. Amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Turn your Bibles to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. We're going to wrap it up. Told you it wasn't going to be long. Day. And he thought, man, that's kind of interesting. I really want to encourage you to take some time, sit down and study the Bible with someone that came or brought you. But to understand, man, God's got this bigger plan than you and I can. We can't even really understand it. And there's things he's doing right now, and there's things he's doing in your life for one reason, to get your attention, because he's got a plan. And this plan is perfect. And as I said, one of the things that we need is we need each other. Now, I know some of us are sitting there and we're like, why didn't you call my name? There was a reason for that. Because I didn't. No. We need to encourage each other. So whether it's publicly or privately or one-on-one, what have you, I hope that what we get is that we need each other. As we go into this fall, and I gotta keep saying it, it's the fall of 2023. It is going like this. You know, I've heard people say, you know, you get older, things speed up. It is true. Now I'm fired up because football season starts next week. So bring it on, you know? But, you know, starting to see these kids that were little kids and now they're grown up. So it's like, time keeps ticking. One of the things I'm realizing, time is the most important commodity I have. And I don't want to waste 1 second. I want to enjoy the time that I have. Just like you do. Because you know what? You don't know how much time you got. And I think if we can take to heart the fact that God has this amazing plan for our lives and that he's given us everything that we need for life and godliness. That one of the best and most important things that we can do with our time is to help someone else. And I love what Yonella said in her message. She said, hey, you can give somebody a phone call. You can text somebody. Hey, let me just say this. Somebody texts you, please text them back. Okay? Now, honestly, I don't get ticked off about it. I just wonder why. I'm going to text you like 8 times until you text me back. That's who I am. I don't like quit. But if your life team leader texts you, text them back. If your parents text you, text them back. If your friend texts David, mind you, the man after God's own heart, needed his friend. 1 Samuel 23. This is one of my favorite scriptures because This is what it's really all about when it comes down to relationships. We need a David, or I should say a Jonathan, in our lives. We need to be a Jonathan, and we need a Jonathan. And when David was having a tough time, the Bible says, while in verse 15, while David was in Horesh in the desert of Sib, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. You had any death threats lately? That was what was going on. And Saul's son Jonathan, the prince, hey, my dad's coming to get you. And it says Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. Brothers and sisters, if you're visiting, if you're on Zoom, we all need help in finding strength in God. We need help finding strength for our marriages. We need help finding strength to love unconditionally. We need help just to not think the way we think sometimes and think the way that God says that we need to think. We need help in every possible aspect of our lives. And the beautiful thing about it is that our God is right here, ready and willing. And sometimes he uses people. And so as we go into this fall, I want you to remember who you are. I want you to go back over First Ephesians chapter 1 to chapter 3. Remember who you are. Because not only do you need it, this world needs it. They need Jesus, need God. And he put us here to show what he's like. So let's pray together. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for zooming in. And again, let's pray. Our God in heaven, we are so grateful that you don't leave us to figure it out on our own. God, there should be no lonely disciples. There should be, I mean, I don't like, yeah, they're lonely people, but the people are choosing that. I pray that you help us continue to spread your word, but to be your word, to be living sacrifices that simply want you to be known. Help us each day to get that time with you. Help us to find you. Help us to see you as you are. Help us to hear what you say to us and to believe it deeply. And God, I pray that as we go into this fall, that Father, we would not only remember who we are, but we'd understand very clearly why you put us here. And Father, for the time that we have, I pray that we will give you glory and honor. Thank you. We pray all of this in your son, Jesus' name.